We took a week off last week. Yours truly had some things come up. But nonetheless, we're back on the Tom Green Podcast. Welcome to this fresh edition of the Tom Green Podcast. We have one game to preview this week, and that's Michigan-Penn State as the Lions are on a bye week. And seeing as how last week went for the Lions, it may have been a good thing that we didn't preview that show. Indeed. Because they did not score a point while being the number one offense in the NFL, and they made Bailey Zappe look like Brian Hoyer, better than Brian Hoyer, possibly. So, that's my Lions analysis. Big yikes. Big yikes. As far as Michigan goes, we have Penn State coming up at the Big House. It's a top 10 matchup. It's the fourth consecutive Big Noon Saturday. And honestly, is anybody getting tired of Big Noon yet? I mean, let's face it, my profile picture has been of Jenny Taft since 2013, so we know that she and I get along pretty decently, but can we have a different slot than Big Noon for once? I know Michigan-Ohio State's coming up, but I had to mention that because, well, we've had four straight Big Noons. This is almost like Ohio State when Big Noon started, where Big Noon would be on Ohio State's case for seemingly four or five consecutive weeks. So, nonetheless, Michigan playing Penn State at the Big House on Big Noon. Let's break down this game. Michigan, a 73.2% favorite to Penn State's 26.8%. Looking at the comparisons, passing yards, Sean Clifford, 1,030 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. J.J. McCarthy, 1,152 yards, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick. Advantage J.J. McCarthy. Rushing yards, Singleton, 463 yards and 5 touchdowns. Blake Corum, a touchdown machine, 735 yards and 11 touchdowns. Advantage Blake Corum. Receiving yards, P.J. Washington, 285 yards. Ronnie Bell, 390 yards and 1 touchdown. Advantage Ronnie Bell. So the pick center. Michigan is a 7-point favorite. They are minus 267 on the money line to Penn State's plus 215. The over-under is 50.5. Yes, I sound nasally, and that's because seasonal allergies have hit. I have doubled and triple-checked this. Because of the Tom Green Podcast, I can talk about myself as much as I want. Whenever I get a bad cold, my tonsils inflamed to the size of those little bouncy balls you see at the quarter machines in grocery stores. My head gets really achy. Neither of which happened this week. Of course, I am nasally, but it's not a cold. So, that said, let's go to the keys to the game. We bounce all over the place here on Tom Green headquarters. Keys to the game. Keys for Michigan to get a victory over Penn State. Keep running the ball to Blake Corum. Penn State's going to defend against the run, so you're going to want to have backup ready for that. J.J. McCarthy is not going to, cannot make mistakes. He's had a couple weeks now to settle in. I think he's starting to get that notion of settling in. And, of course, win the turnover game. As for Penn State, stop Blake Corum. Make sure Clifford does not make any mistakes. And take advantage of every opportunity you have. Pretty simple for each team on a top 10 matchup, but that's pretty much where your game is settled, is between the trenches. How does Singleton do against Blake Corum? How does Singleton do against Michigan's defensive line? How does Corum do against Penn State's defense? It's all up in the air for now. Michigan is, like I said, is a 7-point favorite. I like Michigan to win again by 2.5-ish scores. I got Michigan 31, Penn State 17. The game will be closer than the score is. It will be interesting for 2.5, 3 quarters. Michigan will pull away at the end like they have in the past couple of weeks. So another top 10 victory for Michigan. The pundits will say Penn State is a fraud, but that's not the case. Penn State is a good team. They will likely make a January bowl if they can somehow get by Ohio State. If they don't, then you're looking at possibly December 29th, December 30th-ish. But still, would only be 10-2. I mean, 10-2 in the Big Ten usually means New Year's Day. Outback or, well, of course, Outback has now been replaced. I believe it's a Tampa Bowl or Gator Bowl. I believe that's the other New Year's Day bowl that's not major, I guess, in the sense. So I'm looking at that for Penn State. So while I feel Michigan is a better team, Penn State's a good team. And this will be close for a long time. Just saying. So that said, quickly we go to our most heralded segment on the Tom Green Podcast, and that is the Pick'ems. We have 9 games this week and a bonus game as usual. We did not play last week due to, I guess, some personal things as well as busy in the Tribune fall schedule. We'll start with Alabama and Tennessee. Bama goes to Neyland Stadium. I like Bama in this game by, I believe, a field goal. It's going to be close. Tennessee is a decent team, but Bama is just better. Bama and Michigan are the two teams that are right now top 10 in offense and top 10 in defense. That narrative continues with Alabama's win over Tennessee. Oklahoma State and TCU. TCU has been a sneaky good team this year. So has Kansas. It will be very interesting to see how those two do throughout the rest of the stretch. But that being said, mullets. Mike Gundy, he's a man. He's 55. He's got a mullet. You can't go against the mullet. Oklahoma State. NC State and Syracuse. Syracuse, one of the surprise teams of this year in the ACC. Dino Babers is doing some good work here at the Carrier Dome at Syracuse. That being said, they're going to run into a buzzsaw that is NC State. I know Clemson played them pretty well and beat them, but that's Clemson. NC State by 10. Mississippi State and Kentucky, both teams fairly decent. We've said on this show before that you don't bet against Mike Leach. I have to say the same here. It's rare that I go with all 4 college games to the road team. But in this case, I'm doing just that. Mississippi State by a field goal. Now to your NFL picks. We have 5 NFL games this week. Starting in Cleveland, where I was at actually for week 5. A little bit off the beaten path. New England and Cleveland. Like I said, the Patriots beat up the Lions, made Bailey Zappe look like Brian Hoyer plus. Cleveland has got some defensive issues. They just fired their defensive coordinator. New England is not the same without Tom Brady. They are a well-coached team still under Bill Belichick. I mean, they took the Packers to almost the end of overtime. So, with that said, though, give me the Browns by a field goal. Jacksonville and Indy. Nice NFC South divisional matchup, or AFC South divisional matchup, excuse me. Usually I pick the home team in this game, but I've always been screwed by that, so I'm going to use reverse psychology and go with the road team. Doug Peterson's Jacksonville Jaguars. He has as many wins as Urban Meyer did in his tenure in Jacksonville. Give me the Jags by 7. I think the defense will reign supreme in that game. Cincinnati, New Orleans, Bengals, and Saints. Very interesting game in the Big Easy. Cincinnati struggling after the Super Bowl year, even though they lost. New Orleans finding their stride a bit with Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. Give me the Bengals by a field goal. Battle of the Birds, Arizona and Seattle. In Seattle, the last time we had this, Atlanta somehow beat Seattle. And I'm still scratching my head as to why that happened. Geno Smith. They write me, I ain't right back. This time, though, he's getting ridden back. Give me Kyler Murray by a field goal. Buffalo and Kansas City, the Bills are looking to get revenge on the AFC divisional game that should have gotten the ball to Josh Allen in overtime but didn't. This is one of those reverse psychology games as well where I think Buffalo is the better team, but because it's in Kansas City, I got to give it to the Chiefs. Chiefs by a field goal, but in the rematch, Buffalo wins. So, those are your original nine games. We have Alabama over Tennessee, Oklahoma State over TCU, NC State over Syracuse, Mississippi State over Kentucky, Browns over Patriots, Jacksonville over Indy, Cincinnati over New Orleans, Arizona over Seattle, and Kansas City over Buffalo. Your bonus game this week, Vandy and Georgia. Yes, the bonus game is the highest spread that is not part of the pick'ems. Will the team that's favored cover? Georgia is once again, I believe this is their third time being featured on the bonus game. They're a 38-point favorite over Vanderbilt. I got to say yes. Vanderbilt is... lots of problems there at Vanderbilt. The anchor is not down. The anchor is up, and the anchor is probably looking at squashing some pirate's head. Georgia 47, Vanderbilt 7. So Georgia covers, and that's going to be your show for this week. So one game to preview this week. Next week we have, I believe it's Michigan's bye week. Yes, Michigan's bye week, and then I believe the Lions are in Dallas. So we have another bi-week shortened edition of the Tom Green Podcast next week. That's all, folks, for this week. Enjoy Michigan-Penn State.